Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank everybody who has served and continue to serve our country. Thank you for your service to all the veterans.
Well said. They're the best. I mean, they are incredibly selfless and and what they do for us and what they have done for us and what they will continue to do for us, eternal gratitude and just brave people, braver than me for what they do.
No question. Much respect. Things that a lot of us, like myself, take for granted, and we are able to live well and free and all that stuff because of other people's service.
We can rail on the Giants' idiotic decision today because of the freedoms that we have.
Okay, so now on to that. I actually could not, you know, because we got the news of Dable getting fired, what, like 1:30 yesterday? So by the time the show was over, I was back in the office, you know, usually decompress for a little bit before I got to go to SNY. And I'm scrolling through social media. I didn't even realize. So the Giants released a statement at 2 o'clock, and the headline read on social media, like, Brian Dable's out, Kafka taken over. I'm a headline reader. I'm not going to click the thing. And then I started to see some of the other stuff coming through about Joe Shane. I'm like, wait a second. And then I go and read it. And I read, quote, Joe Shane remains in his position as general manager and will lead the search for a new head coach. We feel like Joe has assembled a good young nucleus of talent and we look forward to its development. What? Only the Giants can't even get praised for 30 freaking minutes for making a move. What was, I said it for weeks. What is the point of firing Dable if you're keeping Joe Shane? They didn't even let it last till the end of the year. They're bringing him back and he's going to be leading the search. Oh my God, it will never end.
Well, I mean, let's hope it does at some point. Dude, I was genuinely stunned by this. I was stunned. Now, I said yesterday that I thought that Shane would be out at the end of the year as well because I thought that the Giants finally were about to stumble on some sensibility, which they clearly have not. Guys, let's look at it this way. I think everybody agrees that there can't be any more experiments with head coaches, right? You know, the coordinator, the college guy, elevate this guy, hope it works out. I mean, I think we all think, if not know, that it's time for, you know, a battle-tested adult with a winning resume who's already done this job to come in and take control of the building. Okay, so if we work under that, and I would have to think that 90-plus percent of football/Giant fans subscribe to that right now. No more risks, okay? Go with somebody who's done it. So if we believe that, now get to the next part of the equation, which is problematic for who the Giants are going to hire. If you're one of those people that I just described, whether it's McCarthy, whomever it might be, somebody who's already done it, why in the world would that person sign up to work for or work with a general manager who's hanging by a thread?
They wouldn't. It just makes no sense. Even worse than this is the timeline. This was predictable dating back to last year when we talked about it. And then Mara last year was saying, well, we think the quarterback, just finding the quarterback will solve a lot of the problems. You found the quarterback because of the guy that you fired in Brian Daboll. And by the way, rightfully so, he deserved to get fired. But you found the quarterback because of him. You still couldn't get it turned around. And you're keeping the general manager who hired the head coach and who assembled this roster that can't win a freaking game for 3 years. And the one year they did win games, it was with somebody else's roster. How many times are you going to do the same thing? They keep Reese, and Reese is here. You fire Coughlin, hire McAdoofus, fire them both, bring in Gettleman, hire Shermer, fire Shermer, keep Gettleman and let him choose Joe Judge. Then you fire them both. Then you bring in a new slate. Thankfully, now you have to fire them both. Keeping Shane and letting him hire a new head coach with this quarterback doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
The depth on this team is pathetic, and the last time I checked, that's a general manager's job. So, I mean, to try to litigate the Joe Shane tenure and position it as anything other than a colossal failure is a colossal waste of time. And we're not about to do it. I mean, I really was stunned. I thought that the Giants might finally get this right. Now, the one thing that you and I differed on, I didn't need to see Joe Shane leave yesterday with Daboll because, again, it's more a clerical thing, and you got to have somebody there, you know, practice squad, mm-hmm. roster, whatever. So it wasn't that important to me now. But big picture, to embolden him and to grant him the juice to make the new hire is idiotic. I don't get it. The Giants seem lost. You wonder when the Giants are ever going to wake up and stop making the same mistakes. Now, I got to say something else here, too. So, does anybody, now this is less about the Giants and more about Shane, but does anybody else think that Shane just did Daboll dirty? I mean, you could just see it behind closed doors, you know, the posturing and the separation from Daboll. Daboll's a hothead. Daboll couldn't get along with Wink. Daboll couldn't get along with this guy. Daboll took away the play calling, you know, from Kafka. Then he got it back. Like, I could just see. Now, I mean, I hate to say it so bluntly, but I will. I can see, because that's the only reason I think he's keeping his job. I think that Joe Shane was so slippery here and so, you know, deceitful and so obviously going against Daboll that I think that he convinced ownership that he's done a good job.
I can't speak to those inner workings. I could go based off of...
Well, it's not the job that he did. Yeah. That's for damn sure, well, as we all know.
No, understood. But also, this goes back, and this is why I was hesitant. I did not trust that the Giants would do the right thing. I was hoping they would do the right thing. I was waiting to see how the season played out. I certainly did not think that they were going to announce that Shane's going to be leading the head coaching search, which is just unbelievable. But I told you, after that report from the Post that had the split ticket, following up off of last year where it seemed like Daboll was a goner and they were going to keep Shane, then the Post and Paul Schwartz saying split ticket,
yeah.
I started to lose faith, and then this comes out. Does anybody in that building have a clue? Are there too many yes men over there? What are you guys doing? What are you watching? How can Mara come to this conclusion again? Based on what? Joe Shane shouldn't have that much power, BT, to do what he's saying, to do what you're saying that he did.
Yep.
As far as kicking Daboll out the door, I'm not sure whether he did or didn't. It shouldn't come down to that. How could everybody in that building come to the agreement that Joe Shane is the guy that they're going to attach their wagon to? How? There's no way. You want to say that it's split? Okay, then there should be split, and then maybe wait until the end of the year and try to figure out what the options are. How can you come to that conclusion based off of what we have seen for 4 years? It makes no sense. And this is an organization that has been one of the most pathetic organizations in the NFL for decades now, or at least a decade. And they keep doing the same thing. It's infuriating. Why would you think it's going to change? Because you have the quarterback? Guess what? It's not. Just like this was predictable to be in this timeline, they aren't going to win because they don't get it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You know, the Giants, and I'm with you, the Giants now don't, they don't deserve any real respect. They don't. They don't deserve any benefit of the doubt. I mean, you think about the Giants, you know, going back to Y.A. Tittle and then obviously into Parcells and Lawrence Taylor and skipping some other great luminaries as well, but into Coughlin and Eli, those Giants are dead. Those Giants are dead. Like, what those Giants did for their fans will never forget that. But the current iteration of the New York Giants is as bad as the New York Jets or the Cleveland Browns or any other doormat, the Tennessee Titans, that you want to lump the dregs of the NFL with. That is where the Giants reside. So when you ask the question, how could they do this again? The simple answer is because they're a bad franchise.
Yeah.
And they've been that for a while.
They've had 2 winning seasons since 2013. Okay. Now, Coughlin was still here. Obviously, they won the Super Bowl. Then the year after the Super Bowl, they were 9-7. They've had so forget that 9-7 in 2012. 2013. 7-9, 6-10, 6-10. The one McAdoo season where they went to the playoffs and got embarrassed. And even that team wasn't that good, much like the first team that Dable took to the postseason. 1 year, 11-5, 3-13, 5-11, 4-12, 6-10, 4-13. Then the Dable year, 9-7-1 about the postseason, 6-11, 3-14, 2-8. That's way, way too much losing and way too much evidence that the decision makers, whoever it is, Mara, Tisch, everybody else is having some sort of influence, because I don't think it's just one guy. I don't think it's Mr. Mara.
I agree.
Whoever is having the ultimate decisions does not know what the hell they are doing. That is a fact based on their record. Regardless of anybody's opinion, I just gave you the entire record since 2013. 2 winning seasons. And even in those 2 winning seasons, they proved to be more the outlier than the norm. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. And they keep doing the same damn thing.
They do.
I cannot believe they
do.
They kept
I mean, again, I'm really surprised. But then as you flush through it, should we be? Because this is who they become. You know, it's funny, too, because we've said this a lot. The two teams that were always the bastion, you know, the guiding light of New York sports have been historically the Yankees and the Giants. And think about the level of criticism that the Yankees get every single year. Get rid of Cashman, get rid of Boone, they don't do enough. Yankees lost their way, Yankees aren't the Yankees anymore. And now look at the New York Giants, who are basically telling you, by bringing back Joe Shane, we accept losing. Because like when there's still things to interpret, as like after 1 year or 2 years or even 3 years, I mean, there's still an analysis that has to happen. You can't be too reactionary because it leads to volatility. And I know that the Giants have been aware of that and they've tried to get away from that. But it's not personal, never is. But by allowing Joe Shane to spearhead this search, to still have a job when Dable does not, It's absolutely unacceptable, and it's pathetic.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jim is in Warren starting us off. What's up, Jim?
Good morning, guys. Really, really enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
I just want to start out. I am a veteran. I served 4 years in the United States Marines with 2 overseas tours.
God bless you.
That's awesome.
I just want to say Happy Veterans Day to all
my sir.
Friends. I wasn't sure if we say Happy Veterans Day, but if a veteran is saying that, Jim, we're going to take your cue there. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you, my friend. I'm a Jets fan, but I want to comment about the Giants. Both should have been gone last year at 3-14. By bringing them back and splitting the ticket, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
I don't think it's going to work either. I think because, and Jim, thank you for the call, and definitely thank you for your service. God bless you, man. I think that this really severely impacts the potential pool of head coaching candidates. Now, all right, maybe Belichick is so desperate to come back to the NFL or leave Carolina or both that he would sign on for anything. Maybe McCarthy really just misses the game. And he's like, you know what, I'm not even sure about Shane, but I'll work with him. Maybe those guys lower their standards. Maybe they lower their standards, okay? But if the standards aren't lowered, the talent pool is going to be greatly diluted because it's just not, there's going to be no real symmetry. If you're somebody who's done, like, if your resume is accomplished, like a McCarthy and like a Belichick and like a few others as well, why in the world would you sign up to work with Joe Shane, who hasn't done a damn thing as a general manager? You wouldn't. At least I wouldn't, because that's not something I'm going to hitch my wagon to. And you know, even if it seems good, like if it's McCarthy, hey, I believe Joe Shane. The moment the rubber hits the road and things go a little bit awry, you're going to get a split force. You're going to get separation. You're going to get this guy doing this in one side of the building, this guy doing the other, and it's not going to be harmonious. I like, this is a 2 foot, pardon me, this is a 2-inch tap in putt where your buddy looks at you and he says, pick it up, it's good. For the Giants to botch this, it's really stunning.
Yeah. I mean, we shouldn't be surprised because this is what they've done. I just can't even believe the levels of ineptitude. I'd still like to see somebody say, what? Now, in the press release, the quote was that we feel like Joe has assembled a good young nucleus of talent. Based on what? A feel? Where is that coming from? We feel like. I feel like I'm sick and tired of watching this crappy team play every Sunday. All of it. Now, I will say that I do think that they should be better than what their record says.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, what should it be? 5-5? 4 years. Joe Shane, the best players were from Dave Gettleman. So every jam is going to have some good players. Joe Shane has been a near disaster with the majority of moves that he's made. Not to mention that every time we've seen him, he looks like a man boy. He looks like he's in over his head, overmatched. No, I'm serious. Do you get a feel? Like, he's an adult, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just saying, do you get the feel from Joe Shane that he's in control of a football organization?
I mean, I'd have to be around him more.
No,
I can't judge.
How about the Hard Knock shows?
Well, that's true. You know, that's true. That was an ugly lifting of the curtain.
He's like a young...
Not reinforcing the... Yeah, no, from that, sure. Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest. I think I would be much more okay... And we have talked about for weeks, it's been basically the central theme on the show about when is Dable going to get fired, going back to the report with Denver. So you guys know where Sal and I stood, and with all due respect, we would have fired him a while ago, and we're okay with the Giants moving on. Having said that, I would be more okay if Dable and Shane were back than what's transpired now.
Exactly. This was the worst thing they could do. I'd rather them have said... We believe in these guys, regardless of what the fans and media say. We believe in Shane and Dable together. Dable wanted Dort! Where would they be without Jackson Dort? Come on!
They'd be unwatchable like they were the last couple of years. Sal, think about the four options. Both men back, one of the men back. I'm sorry, both men back, both men gone. Dable back, or Shane back.
This was the worst one.
They chose the worst one.
I agreed. If you fired Shane and kept Dable, I'd still be yelling, but at least that would be a better option than this.
Yep.
This is the worst thing that they could do. Dom is calling from Long Island City. What's up, Dom?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Dommy. What's cooking, bud?
So I just wanted to make 2 points really quick. First being, I can't disagree with you about Shane. It has been bad, but in reality, if you look at his draft picks, he has picked a lot of talented players. So I think you're being a little bit too tough on him. Personally, I would have fired him, but based on who he's brought in, Neighbors, Thomas,
Oh my God.
I mean, how much better could you have done?
Whoa. Did you say Thomas?
Yeah.
He didn't bring him in.
He talented tackle.
Yeah, that's not him.
He didn't bring Andrew Thomas
in. That was Gettleman.
So, pardon me. Okay.
That's a big one.
It's maybe the biggest one.
Yes, it is.
Neighbors, anybody could have picked Neighbors, and I still argue that it was the wrong pick back then, not because of the player, because I thought they needed a quarterback. And you can say Jackson Dart. We don't know.
But they did pick up Jackson Dart. My second point is everybody's looking for an established head coach with a winning resume. Nobody mentions John Gruden. I know he has a little bit of drama in his in his past.
Well, Dom, we talked about him yesterday for a while, Dom.
The Giants are a failing franchise. They need an injection. They have a young, spunky team. Mm-hmm. He's an established head coach. He's got a resume. And I saw him on a podcast with Jackson Dart, and he was telling him exactly what he needed to hear. Stop lowering your shoulders.
Yeah, we did this yesterday, Dom. We talked about we've been talking about Gruden for a couple of weeks. I mean, it's or even a couple
and
of years.
And nobody wants him. I don't understand. What's the issue?
Not nobody.
Do you remember the emails? And do you remember the situation that he found himself in the NFL? There's a reason why he's not a head coach, and there's a reason why Brian Flores at the moment is not a head coach. I mean, it's going to take I think it's going to take a strong swallow. In terms of, all right, if we were to hire Gruden, it's going to be a rough couple days PR, but that will eventually blow over. I don't think that they will, but think about this. If you're Gruden, you know, you can't be picky at this point. So, you know, maybe it works out. Like, they get a veteran coach, and it's Gruden, and he's like, all right, I don't really want to work with Joe Shane. I don't really believe him, but if nobody else can offer me a job or believe in him, then I got to take what I could get. So maybe they stumble upon that, but this is just ass backwards. That's the bottom line. It is ass backwards by the Giants.
I'd still like to see, and you could give me a few of the players that Joe Shane has hit on. Okay, I'd hope so. He's been here for four effing years.
I know.
Hey, like, Joe Douglas hit on a bunch of players too.
He did. Yes, he did.
That does not. Of course, you can hit on some. How were the big ones when they needed it the most? Has he drafted a competent offensive lineman? Evan Neal's one of the biggest busts in the history of the franchise.
Not even active most games.
Jalen Hyatt can't play. Deontay Banks, significant regression. And again, I'm not just trying to pick on the bad, but he drafted Malik Nabers. Wow. Holy crap, what a pick. The guy that everybody said was going to be a stud receiver. Wow. Brilliance from Joe Shane. I don't know how the Giants are ever going to find a guy to replace him. I don't know how you do it. Even the quarterback, he didn't really want. Now, you do give him credit for it because ultimately they did select him, and he let Brian Daboll get his guy. But that's why you keep them together or you get rid of them together. Joe Shane picked Brian Daboll. So if you think that Brian Daboll isn't good enough, what makes you think the guy who picked him is good enough? End it there.
God, they're lost, man. They really are with so many things here. It's really become sad.
Good God. I shouldn't be surprised, and I really wasn't. Although when I see that in the way that it read, I actually was. Mm-hmm. Even with me saying that I'm not sure, BT, I think it's still possible they keep Shane, I actually could not believe it when I read that full release.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.